Now, Irish Fire Services responded to almost 20,000 fires across the country last year. That is according to new statistics released today by the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management, which also shows that chimneys, hot ashes and soot are among the top causes of fires. Ben Woodhouse is Acting Chief Fire Officer at Carlow County Council and he joins us here now in studio. Ben, good morning. Thanks very much for coming in. 20,000 fires, it's a significant number, but is it a rise or what are the latest figures showing?
Thank you for having me in. First of all, I'd like to just sympathise and empathise with any of your listeners' family members who may have lost loved ones in a fire-related incident and to acknowledge the fantastic work the firefighters do across Ireland responding to these challenging incidents, bringing their fleet, equipment and specialist training, and sometimes it's not a positive outcome. 20,000 incidents of which have been located across a number of different settings. I suppose when we're looking at trends, we're looking at where these incidents are occurring, how they're occurring and who they're affecting, particularly when we're looking at fire fatalities.
So what are the common causes then?
The common causes are the leading cause is chimney fires and soot, hot ashes, which is an avoidable fire. We also have a high number of electrical wiring equipment, rubbish burning, cooking, heating appliances and smoking materials. Last year, we saw 25 people unfortunately lost their lives in fires, fire-related incidents, and notably 21 of those 25, so 84% was of the age of 55 and above, so in the average age is actually 69 years of age. 11 of those fire fatalities had no smoke alarm, and 13 others had a smoke alarm, but it wasn't operating or wasn't effective.
So the importance of that smoke alarm cannot be underestimated, but checking it also works properly, of course. Many would now be living in new builds without chimneys, but there are other risks. We're hearing about electric scooters, e-bikes. What other electronic devices and the possibility of overcharging? What risks lie with those?
Okay, they're generally safe, but by bringing electric e-bikes, e-scooters into the home, they do bring a different fire risk, an additional fire risk. It's very important that they're charged properly using the cable and equipment that gets supplied with the actual e-bike or e-scooter, that they are CE registered, marked, that they're purchased from a reputable supplier and manufacturer, and if any cables are broken or lost, that they're replaced with ones from the manufacturer. With regard to charging them, it's very important that they're not charged in communal areas, in apartment blocks or escape routes in the home, in case they do catch fire. In addition to that, it's important that they're not charged overnight when people are sleeping, which could produce an additional fire risk. If these batteries get damaged or aren't maintained and looked after, they can increase the risk of a fire in a home.
And Ben, just how concerning would be malicious fires for the fire service?
Yeah, malicious fires are concerning. They are avoidable. By our attendance at malicious fires, it draws our fire service resources away to deal with the malicious fires. Malicious fires also have an impact on the community, on air quality, in addition to the effects on the environment as well.
And just finally, I suppose people can contact their local authority for a fire safety check, but really today just highlighting the importance really of knowing those risks.
They can. So where these are occurring are in domestic settings, apartments, houses. We've just discussed the causation, how they're occurring with chimneys, cooking, heating appliances, electrical wiring. And it's particularly of an age group I want to appeal to. So it's the 55 and above. The average is 65 and above for the last year. And generally sometimes living alone as well and in the winter months. So it's so important to have a smoke alarm. A working smoke alarm, minimum two in each in the property, in the escape routes, generally landing and a hallway. If people don't have a smoke alarm, they can contact the local fire authority for further advice. They can also go to Fire Ireland website, so www.fireireland.ie, and the Contact Us page, and contact the local fire authority for further advice in relation to community fire safety.
Well, very important to do those checks. Ben Woodhouse, Acting Chief Fire Officer at Carlow County Council, thank you very much for telling us all of that. It is 7:25.